Would he be better at Manchester United than Solskjaer?
Well, I'm only giving you my opinion. I believe so.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream wherever you get your podcasts and download the OTB Sports app.
Now, I'm delighted to say Garrod McDade is with us from Portugal. Garrod, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, how are you?
We're all very jealous. You are in Portugal. What's it like outside of Ireland at the moment?
Oh, I'm definitely pretty lucky to be here. It's very nice. I've been just trying not to get it too sunburned.
What part of Portugal is it, and why that particular part? That, like, obviously that coast has some legendary waves.
I'm in Costa de Caparica right now. It's about 20 minutes from Lisbon. So yeah. Last week I was up in Ericeira for another contest, and which is about an hour away. But yeah, this coast, stretch of coast here, it's probably my second favorite place to be in Europe other than home. So I love coming down here, and it's definitely a great place.
So what's the competition in Portugal this week, before we talk to you about what's going on in El Salvador?
This is a WQS World Qualifying Series for the WSL. So the qualifying series, string of contests to qualify to get onto the championship tour, which is like what you'd be like the Premier League of surfing, really. So it's kind of like the Division Two league, something kind of, if you want to say it like that. But so it's been off for a year, and it's pretty good to be back doing it now. Try and get some training in for some comps again before the Olympic qualifiers in El Salvador next week.
So the Olympic qualifiers are obviously one of the reasons that we wanted to talk to you about. Surfing is in the Olympics, I think, for the first time this year. Is that right?
Yeah. So, well, it was obviously meant to be last year in 2020 when the Olympics got called off. But yeah, the first year now this year. So, I mean, it's a real great thing to have surfing in. It really shows that it's a real sport and not just a fun thing that people do on the weekend. So yeah, it's a great thing to have surfing included in the Olympics and get it showcased around the world.
How do you qualify? What's your path to being in Tokyo this year?
Well, it's pretty complicated. There's so many different ways of qualifying through different things. The top guys that are on the WC, the championship tour, kind of qualify from that. And then there was a qualifying event 2 years ago in Tokyo, and now there's this qualifying event, and it goes down to the next four eligible people to qualify in this contest now in El Salvador, which means like if people have qualified already, it'll cancel them out, so it'll like keep going down and down through the placings to whoever is the next four eligible people to qualify.
And what are your chances?
I'd like to think that they're good. Gotta be confident in thinking that it's possible. So hopefully we'll see how we go.
You mentioned there, Garrod, that the coast in Portugal is your second favourite stretch of coastline in the world compared to back home. So what is the coastline back home that is your favourite?
Anywhere like between Lahinch and Bundoran, there's just like crazy waves the whole coast up through there. It's probably has the most diverse and best waves throughout the world, really, I think. But gets pretty cold, so it's pretty hard to be there all the time.
Yeah, it's going to be like a completely different climate, I'd imagine, now for the World Cup qualifier, not so much in Portugal.
Portugal, it's pretty warm. It's been 24, 25 degrees every day. It's pretty good.
Oh, very jealous.
Nice. This early
but El Salvador is going to be another level of heat. I don't know how I'm going to survive. Be having bats and sun cream, I reckon.
Have you been over to that part of the world before surfing?
Yeah, I've been over there a good few times. Like, I've never been to El Salvador exactly, but I've been to like Nicaragua and stuff, places like that. So they have some incredible waves over there. And yeah, they're surfing board shorts over there instead of big, thick wetsuits. So it's pretty excited to be going over there.
You mentioned there the incredible coastline that you have on the west of Ireland. Like, a lot of people who were hopefuls for the Olympics and still are hopefuls for the Olympics might have just been put at a standstill completely with COVID because they haven't had access to their facilities or they haven't had access to training grounds and stuff like that. But for you, I'd imagine that hasn't been too much of a factor that stymied you.
Yeah, I mean, I was super lucky that I've been able to keep surfing throughout the whole pandemic, that I was able to travel to all the surf spots, being an elite athlete. So, yeah, I was so happy that I was, there was a couple of weeks at the start that I didn't surf just because nobody really knew what was happening. But yeah, just being able to do it was great. And I don't know how, it was been super tough for everybody else, like all those other athletes that their trainings got put on hold. So yeah, being surfing, being outdoors and stuff, it was great.
We just saw a bit of footage there from Clem McInerney of you on the waves. So could you explain to somebody who knows nothing about the sport like me, what will you be judged on in El Salvador? What are people looking for and how will you qualify?
You're judged on the maneuvers you do on a wave. So the turns, if you do a turn off the top, the difficulty of the turn, if you do an air, which is kind of jumping up off the wave and then landing back down, they're all like high scoring maneuvers. So you're judged on, the criteria is speed, power and flow. So if you're doing maneuvers with your speed, you have power through them and your flow between the maneuvers, that's going to get you the best scores. It's it's pretty much it. That's it simplified down. Obviously there's all the different technicalities you can get into, but that's the main criteria for the judging.
And to what extent can that be pre-planned? I assume that there is a fair degree of feeling yourself into the wave when you're out there. That's obviously, no two of them are the exact same, that you can't exactly go out with a concrete plan, or can you?
I mean, depending on what the waves are like, sometimes the waves can be like pretty mechanical.
Right.
Like if you're at a reef break, the waves are kind of going to be the same. Obviously, no wave is the exact same, but you can kind of work out which wave you want and what you want to do on the wave that's going to get you the score. But yeah, then if you're at a beach break and it's all over the place, it's super hard. You're kind of just trying to look at before, pick your spot to go out where you think the best waves are going to be coming in. And kind of sit there and hope for the best that you're going to get the wave that you've seen when you're watching, and be able to perform on what you know you got to do to get through. But it doesn't always work like that, and you have to defer from the plan that you have paddling out and just make it work as the heat goes on.
How many people are going to be at the, I mean, competitors are actually going to be in El Salvador competing against you to try and qualify?
There's definitely a good few countries, and there's three men and three women on each team.
Right.
So I'm not exactly sure of how many are going to be there, but I'm pretty sure there's 30 countries or something like that that'll be going. So, yeah.
What would it mean for you guys as athletes? If you qualify for the Olympics, does that automatically improve the level of funding you get from the Sports Council? Do you get any funding from Ireland officially?
Right now, I have a bit of funding from Sport Northern Ireland. But I think, due to surfing only coming into the Olympics this year, that there hasn't been funding from Sport Ireland. But I'm hoping that if the Olympics does, I mean, if surfing is now in the Olympics this year, that maybe for the next Olympics, it'll be more recognized as an elite sport and be able to get some funding from Sport Ireland. But I've been super lucky with having sponsors that have been supporting me my whole life. So that's kind of keeping me going at the moment.
It's a tough old gig, though, when you don't actually have support officially. I know there isn't a whole pot of cash to go around, for athletes at the moment, and there's a big debate going about how much we should be funding different sports versus other ones. I guess from your perspective, being in the very vanguard of that sport as it reaches the Olympic status, you probably do feel like you've got kind of an ambassadorial role as well.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of got to show that surfing deserves some funding. I think really that's my main thing, even for the future generations of kids coming from Ireland. Be great to like build them up and really get Ireland on the map for surfing, because we really do have some of the best waves in the world, and it would just be great if we could really put it out that Ireland has some of the best surfers in the world as well. And with more funding, it's going to be easier for that, with having kids being able to train more, travel more, and it'll just boost the whole sport, and yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, I definitely think it's one of those sports that we should be supporting through official funding from the Exchequer, given that it like brings tourism, it's water safety, it's outdoors, anybody can do it really. You know, there's all sorts of surf schools. It's really good for rural Ireland that is like desperately needs extra funding. So I think it's a win-win.
Yeah, it's great. Like, there's not many people that's ever gone surfing and said they didn't have fun. So it's a big tourist thing. A lot of my friends and stuff survive on the tourism side of it. They own surf schools, and so if we can build it up, it's definitely a great thing for everybody.
Well, listen, good luck today, and we're going to be checking in over the next while about how you're getting on in El Salvador as well. Garo, thanks a million for joining us this morning. Best of luck.
Perfect. Thank you for having me.
No worries. You can follow his story here on OTBM, and you can check out Garold McDade on Instagram as well. We're going to follow him, as I said, throughout the rest of the month as he chases Olympic qualification in El Salvador. If you want to be in touch this morning, 087 9180 180 is the WhatsApp number. A reminder, OTBM, live in association with Gillette. Good morning. Start with Gillette. Give me the confidence to tackle the day ahead. Did you notice, Owen, the cutoff point is Lahinch? I think there are some waves in Kerry, though. People definitely talk about the surf in Kerry.
I saw some of them at the weekend, didn't go near them. It was a pretty blustery day on Inch Beach when I was back there.
Oh, but, nice. Can you surf in Inch?
Yeah, there's a surf school there.
Right.
I'm not sure there's... yeah.
And how close are you to Inch?
About a 25-minute drive.
Oh, right. Inch is like one of the nicest places in the world.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. But like, some, if there's like even a little tiny gust of wind, it's like the place is being attacked by a typhoon, which is obviously beautiful if you're a surfer. I'd imagine, I'm not a surfer whatsoever. I think I've gone surfing once maybe, which is kind of incredible when you think about it, that we're in this country of amazing coastline. And as you say, all the way up from Clare to South Donegal, all these beaches that are legendary. And when people talk about it, when it comes to waves, it's a phenomenal country for it.
Is there an OTB challenge coming where somebody can teach us two landlubbers how to surf? That's what I would like this morning.
Yeah, I need to learn how to swim first. Is that important? Maybe not, actually, because you've got a board for company.
I think you probably should learn to swim, Owen. I didn't realise that was... right? I mean, you should learn to swim. That'd be a good first challenge for you too.
Ah, yeah. No, that was kind of like a callback to the swimming challenge we were doing a couple of years ago, remember?
Yeah, you could learn. You could swim there. That was only at the start of lockdown. You were swimming fine at the end of that.
Yeah, no, but I was absolutely terrible at it. That was the joke. But
7:55 this morning on OTB AM.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.